Joyce Vicka from Port Jervis, New York. Last Friday morning, Sarah LaDuke interviewed Michelle and Devin from the Flying Deer Nature Center. They were so enthusiastic and genuine in their presentation of this center. Children go there to discover and appreciate nature. The program was so appealing, I wanted to sign up and go to camp for next year.
Hello, this is Emily Cavan calling from Plainfield, Massachusetts. I was listening to Only a Game on Saturday morning, September 5th, and I'm so sad that WBUR is having financial troubles and is cutting that programming, and I had the thought, gee, I keep hearing that WAMC is very well supported, even in these tough times, and they do programming. They should pick up Only a Game. It's such a great program in so many ways, and it's not just about sports, it's about American culture. So that's just a suggestion for you folks. Why don't you rescue Only a Game from WBUR? Thanks.
Deirdre May Maker from Poughkeepsie, New York. I was just listening to Mr. Molinaro, and he was expressing wonderment as to people keeping their children home until October. His concern being that in October, we will also be adding flu and allergies to the mixture. He's absolutely right. And that's why people are keeping their children home, knowing that there's a very good possibility in October that those factors will start complicating the situation. And they do not wish to start their children in classrooms and then have to pull them out for safety. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Joan Justice, calling from Schenectady, New York. I wanted to say I enjoyed listening to the commentary by Mr. Crow this day. I, as a Pollyanna personality, will think long and hard about the objectivity of speaking truth rather than habitual optimism. And in response to Ray's desire for some more optimistic comment, this is something I encourage to say. I have so enjoyed everything produced, moderated, researched by Jackie Orchard, from her original reporting on the Mustangs through the latest of her reports on the mental health care in the Berkshires. I have enjoyed her reporting, her producing, her onstage personality, everything. I thank you for valuing the gems that you have. Have a good day. Bye now.
Hi, this is Kristen Brown from New Paltz, New York. Thank you, WAMC, for the opportunity to express my outrage about a privileged, too much and never enough, tantrum-throwing white male. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. Keith Sudler's recent commentary argued that it was a mistake to kick Novak Djokovic out of the U.S. Open, saying it would be bad for business to eject a guy who hit a lineswoman in the neck so hard that she fell to her knees. The Grand Slam rulebook clearly states that a player be disqualified after, quote, hitting a ball with negligent disregard for the consequences, end quote. Here's what would be bad for tennis: negligent disregard of the rules. Here's what will be good for tennis. In a world where money trumps integrity, I'm glad that tennis is still a place where honor trumps greed.